Ham Radio.
Ham
Radio. I've been sitting on this for over a couple days now.
What are you, a mama chicken?
Yeah. Recently, I've gone back to an old...
Don't try to fist bump me.
I did.
Yes, you did. It was very tepid because you knew I wasn't even hardly looking, but you wanted a fist bump on that.
I just felt out the waters.
Well, let me be very clear. Not fist bumping that.
Every day he tries to fist bump me at least 50 times.
People think he's funny.
He's flooding the zone with fists.
If people only knew how unfunny he was.
You were reading earlier?
Flooding my zone with fists.
27?
Yeah, 27. She won an award for that one. No, but I've gone back recently to an old food favorite, and I don't regret it one bit.
Okay.
Hot dog?
Not hot dog. Recently, I invested in a cereal. Cocoa Pebbles.
Invested.
Okay. By that, you mean you bought a box of it?
I bought a box of it.
All right.
Because I've been thinking about it for a couple weeks now. I was like, you know what? Cocoa Pebbles were awesome.
They're pretty good. You ever mix them with Fruity?
Yeah. And then you got psycho-looking milk inside there.
Change your life.
Yeah.
Give but yeah, diabetes.
Big player growing up, I'm here to tell you I believe that Cocoa Pebbles are a top five sniff for me.
Sounds like something a fraud would say.
The overwhelming aroma of chocolate mixed with milk, even without milk.
Milk?
Yeah, he's going junior milk on us. But
milk?
Milk. It's an I.
What the hell am I saying?
Milk.
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 That's what you're saying.
That's
saying
what
milk.
You've been saying. Now you're saying milk.
But the milk instantly turns into choco milk.
Yeah.
It's wild, yeah.
It's heaven.
It's pretty good, I guess, yeah.
Of all the chocolatey smells, I haven't had Cocoa Puffs or Cocoa Pebbles or anything in a while, so is it that pungent of a chocolatey smell when you open the bag?
It hits you.
Yeah.
It hits differently. I'd say even more so than Cocoa Puffs, as you said.
I just don't think I've opened a bag of Cocoa Pebbles since I was like 11, so I don't remember.
Do yourself a favor. If your wife texts you what I should get from the store, get her to get that.
I like where the situation's headed. Okay, I'm trying to remember, but I can't go back to that headspace. Because then I have a leg, and it's the whole thing.
You should relive the good memory with a bowl of Cocoa Pebbles.
That's on Monty's list of top smells, what his original second leg smelled like. That's always going to be at the top of his list. That phantom smell of that fresh...
That lovely knee.
That fresh leg.
He has like a phantom-ish. It's the phantom smell.
Oh, yeah. Athlete's
of his other foot. Did you say athlete's foot?
Yeah.
Gross.
God. But it got me thinking, what are the other top smells in my life?
What other processed cereal smells do I love?
They're not all cereals.
Number three, Chex Mix.
Ugh, no, I hate Chex
Mix. There's no sugar on there. And then that's a
Chex Mix.
Yeah.
Is the casserole of cereals. Think about it. You got all the foods in there.
Chex Mix is not a cereal, A.
Chex is a cereal. Chex Mix is something different.
It's like the
he
rye
is right.
Cracker.
I'm talking about the cereal kind.
Actual Chex, yeah, that's like wartime ration cereal.
What am I thinking of?
Chex Mix is the thing that comes in a bag. It's like a salty snack.
Yeah, those suck.
There is Chex cereal, though, which is just the cereal part.
You know, the
Chex.
The Chex. Yeah. Okay. The mix sucks. It's a casserole.
Not on your list of top smells.
Highly at the end of my list. Okay.
Highly at the end. So if I turn it upside down?
Yes.
Okay.
Then it'd be at the
so
top.
It's a descending list, not an ascending list. Okay.
If you flipped it upside
good
down,
to know.
That's the top.
Okay.
Right now.
I'm following. I'm
are you?
You getting that over there, ma'am?
So we mentioned this in the break to Elf. He said his top smells were burps and farts.
How could he even tell?
I don't know.
He constantly smells like Drakkar Noir.
And we even try to correct him. And he's like, no. Top smells, fart, and burp.
It was a confusing conversation.
Burps are awful.
That's horse crap.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I think burp smells are worse than than booty smells.
The butt smells?
Yes, they're awful.
Why do we smell so disgusting?
I don't know how we ever procreated because we're just disgusting people.
Yeah. Maybe it's because of the Drakkar Noir. What do you say?
Yeah, the cologne.
Yeah.
It worked for Elf.
Yeah, but we didn't have that back in, you know,
Vietnam.
Jesus times.
Vietnam.
Jesus times.
Yeah. That had to smell awful.
Oh, no doubt.
But they had better smelling feet, which stands to why your top smell is foot.
Yeah, but how were you able to Jason Biggs some lady if it smelled like...
Well, you couldn't procreate if you Jason Biggs.
If it smells like a Bigfoot's ass in there.
I don't know.
We've really lost Ham's list here, though.
Yeah, my top five smells, in no ranking whatsoever. This is the sniff to awe test, as I put it.
Four.
Okay.
Number one, the aforementioned Cocoa Pebble.
All right. Okay. Anticlimactic. Okay.
Number two, this is generic, but I think it's a top smell for everybody. Bacon. Nothing brings me joy like the smell of bacon being made.
It does fill up the whole house.
EA, does bacon make your top five smells? He said everybody, it's on their list.
Turkey
bacon. Almost everybody. Yep, bacon.
Not real bacon.
Seems like there's a big portion of the population that wouldn't have bacon on their top five smells.
At least 1.6 billion of us.
Yeah.
Ham,
you
idiot.
Don't worry about them, though. If you don't live with him and Mansfield or whatever, you don't exist.
You just got a scowl from EA over there.
But it does smell great, though.
Not really.
Not to him. Probably not.
I've been conditioned to hate it, so.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm sorry his religious dietary restrictions offend your sensibilities, Ham.
He should be more considerate of your list.
I mean, your literal name.
What the hell?
You're
crapping on my list with your religion.
Your name literally offends his whole thing.
That is a great point, actually. I can see why there's underlying tension here with everything you say.
True. Number three on my non-ranked list.
Okay.
The Oreo.
Again, just kind of a...
Hardly smells like
processed
anything.
Processed chocolate smell.
Not like, an overwhelming smell at all.
No, I'd have to put the Oreo right up my nose, I think, to get any kind of stench.
How about this one, then?
Hold on. We're not done ripping this one. I feel like the smell when you open Oreos is like the packaging, smelling.
There's no like overwhelming smell that comes off an Oreo.
There's no smell till you put it in the milk.
Thank you. Once it's milkified, it's
milkified.
Amazing.
But then again, that's the milk, not the Oreo.
Shut up! Number four, French toast. I love the smell of French toast.
The syrup,
all of it.
Just all of the mixture.
The eggs being made with the bread.
Yes. I know what French toast is.
I know, but jackass. I just...
Confectioner sugar on top.
I haven't made that in a while, so I don't remember what it smells like. I mean, I know, I guess, again, if I smelled the actual product in front of me, but I don't feel like that's, again, a notable smell that I would rank.
It's not like when fajitas come out from the kitchen and everybody can smell and identify very quickly.
That
one's more linked to...
Someone across the restaurant just ordered French toast.
Oh, is that strawberries on there?
But with fajitas, you also have the auditory sense of hear, also with smell.
You do have the auditory sense of hear.
Don't try to... We're going to be here all day.
Hear.
That is true. That does sweeten the experience. But you can also smell it.
Number
five.
I found
out that's just water on the skillet anyway.
Yeah. They're ripping off white people.
Just like I found out O'Neill Cruz was named after Paul O'Neill.
Really?
Yeah. Which I thought, that's like if a guy that came over was named Greer Rodriguez. It would be really weird.
Number five on my list, meatloaf.
Oh,
Mama's meatloaf.
Okay.
Worst list I've ever heard.
Bird's meatloaf may be great. Meatloaf in general as a top smell.
It's just
terrible.
Boiled ketchup, isn't it? Mostly
it's
what you're smelling?
It's a lot of ketchup.
And boiled ground beef.
Well, how would you fare with my honorable mentions?
They can't be worse.
No, they're better.
They
popcorn. These are what I like.
Statistically, they should not be better if they're your honorable mentions.
I'm not ranking
them.
This is an unranked list. These are the honorable mentions on my unranked list. These are what I like to call the limited time smells.
What, like the McRib?
Popcorn.
Okay. Why is that limited time?
Because it smells great, but once you've had enough of it, you don't like the smell anymore.
I don't understand the experience, the sensation he's describing.
Yeah.
It still smells good, whether I want it or not.
Like, there's no last curl in them. Like, oh, God, get it away from me.
Also on my limited time smell list.
What's happening? Go ahead.
The smell of campfire.
It's a fire.
Yeah. But more importantly, campfire. Because it gets in your clothes and it smells great. But then you could smell like too much campfire. Not good.
He's describing smoke, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like smoke smell.
But not cigarette smoke.
But not cigarette smoke. That's terrible. No. Cigarettes, though, they do smell good. What are your favorite smells, gentlemen?
I always look weird when I do this, but like new shoes, I like smelling the
inside
of them.
That's a good smell.
Like when I get a new shoe, and that's what's great about me, is I have a bunch of new shoes just sitting there all the time.
So if you need a pick-me-up?
When Monty needs a whiff, let's go over to the closet of right shoes and just, oh. That's pretty great.
The new shmoo. New shoe smell. New shoe.
New shmoo.
New shmoo.
What is your top five smells?
I don't know why. I've always loved the smell of gasoline when you go to the gas station.
I wouldn't want to like put my nose up to a
pipe,
like a little red tank, a little red
canister,
jug of it,
or a rag soaked in it.
But yeah, like if it's just kind of around
when you got gas hand.
I love it if you are getting gas like early in the morning and it's kind of crisp outside. It's kind of cool, and then you have that gasoline smell. I don't know if it's the diesel or what, but something in there.
Do you guys enjoy the smell of rain?
Yeah, because then it smells like grass. It accentuates the smell of grass, which is definitely
fresh
a top
cut
five
grass,
smell.
Also a pretty good smell.
Yeah. That's on the generic list of top five
like
smells.
Like new car, which when you find out that's just like the glue.
And
from
it's like
the factory, and
quite
it's
talk.
It's poisonous. Yeah, it's all
right. My
you.
Top smell, smell of a woman. How about that?
That'll be TBD for
touch the V.
Omato. Oh, no. Well, usually the ones that I pay for haven't bathed in a while.
Michael Dixon, do you have a smell?
Yeah, this is a weird one, but what about your dog's paws?
What?
They smell like Fritos.
Yeah, they smell like Fritos.
Yeah, yeah. Or corn nuts. It depends on who you ask. But yeah, I was always a fan of that.
Would you prefer fan of it? Would you prefer your dog's feet over corn nuts or Fritos, though?
I don't know. That's a good one. Fritos are pretty darn good. That's a solid smell.
Michael, that wasn't a good one. You don't have to compliment ham. That's part of the show, really. We're not excessively.
Damn, that one sucked.
We're not excessively mean to him. But
I'm gonna mix today's holiday in this because my mom's perfume when I was growing up made me feel safe. So when I do smell it, I feel safe.
Like a Rolls Chapman.
Yeah, not like that.
Yeah, your favorite smell is the smell of your mom.
Get over
my
your mom.
Mom's like perfume because it makes me feel safe.
That is a good one.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm reminded of my mom.
It's a subjective one, but yes.
Yeah, love it.
I would mean all these are subjective.
I'm putting
dog feet.
EA's mom on my top five smells, too.
She makes you feel safe.
She's a nice lady.
Will you allow that, EA?
Sure.
Shook your head no, but you said sure.
He did shake his head no. Oh, no.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Ham.
My top five, not top five smells.
That was a good sniff.
Thank you.
Good list, dude.
Cooper Pro.